This is All Things Considered on NHPR. I'm Peter Biello. With just days before this election season comes to a close, we're taking a few moments to hear closing arguments from candidates running for statewide office. Today, we're speaking with Senator Jeanne Shaheen. The Democrat and former New Hampshire governor is hoping for a third term in the U.S. Senate. Senator Shaheen, thank you very much for speaking with me.
Well, it's nice to have the opportunity here in the final days of this campaign.
And in these final days, we wanted to give you an opportunity to make your closing argument. So why should you be reelected to the Senate for another 6 years?
I have worked very hard throughout my career to try and make a difference for the people of New Hampshire, working with whoever is required in order to do that. And, you know, whether it's helping the city of Concord get a grant to redo their main street when I worked with Steve Dupree and Mayor Boulay, both different sides of the political spectrum, helping protect jobs at the shipyard and inviting the Navy Secretary up here and leading the delegation when it looked like the president was going to take military construction funds from the shipyard to ensure that we could continue to do the expansion of the dry dock there that we need to. I have worked with whoever in order to make a difference for people in New Hampshire. And I'm really proud of all of the great work of my office trying to help individuals who have challenges getting through the federal bureaucracy.
And if you're reelected and you find yourself in the Democratic majority in the Senate, and Democrats also control the House and the presidency, what would your first legislative priority be?
I think first we need to try and get this coronavirus under control. Everywhere I've been since it hit the United States, that's been the number one concern on people's minds. And we're not going to get back to life as we remember it. We're not going to put people back to work and get the economy back again until we get the coronavirus under control in the country.
And how do we do that? How do we get the coronavirus under control, in your view?
I think we need more testing and contact tracing. We are making real progress on getting a rapid test that can actually be as accurate as the PCR test, the longer test, and get it quickly. We need to make sure that we have that so that people can test, so we can figure out who might be testing positive and they can quarantine and isolate and the rest of us can go about our normal activities.
Lots of people are worried about the fate of Roe v. Wade, with conservatives now at a 6-3 majority on the Supreme Court. Do you have a plan to legislatively ensure the right to access to safe abortion? And if so, what's that plan?
Well, I'm worried not just about Roe v. Wade and whether the Supreme Court is going to try and take away the decision about what to do with women's bodies from women themselves and their families. I'm also worried about the Affordable Care Act. I think it's going to be very challenging. And what we need to do is to think about action both at the federal level and at the state level to try and protect health care and to protect Roe v. Wade.
Well, on those two points, what do you think is within the realm of possibility of the federal government, first with respect to abortion rights and then with affordable health care?
Well, Peter, it really depends on who gets elected. If we have President Joe Biden and Democratic control in the United States Senate, then there is going to be support for ensuring that we not only have access to health care for Americans, but that we're able to address both the cost and who can get access to that health care. If Donald Trump and Republicans continue to control the White House and the United States Senate, and if they take back the House, then we have seen what they want to do. I mean, what's happening right now with the court is the result of President Trump's inability to overturn Roe v. Wade in Congress. So now they're trying to do in court what they weren't able to do in Congress because the people of this country spoke up.
Senator Shaheen, we've heard recently that more than 500 children separated from their parents have yet to be reunited with them. What needs to be done to assist these children, and how would you accomplish that in the Senate?
Well, it's outrageous, Peter, that we've had a policy under this administration that deliberately separated children from their parents as a deterrent to keep people from trying to get into the United States. And if we think about what happened when Donald Trump took office, the number of people coming across the southern border was the lowest number that it had been in decades. And I think we've got to reverse that policy. That has happened, but it has happened half-heartedly. And we've really got to put a focus in on trying to return these children to their families, finding out where they are. It's my understanding that we don't even know where they all are. And we have tried to pass legislation in the Senate to address this issue. There are a number of bills to try and do that. But because there has been a Republican majority, they have not been willing to look at what can be done there.
Democrats are talking about huge reforms, including adding Supreme Court justices to the court and ending the filibuster. What do you say to voters who may want to support you on Election Day, but are a little concerned about the sweeping change if Democrats take the majority?
Well, I've said that I don't support court packing. I do think we ought to take a look at the court because there are issues like ethics on the part of our justices that I think need some reform. Joe Biden's suggestion of appointing a commission to take a look at the court is something that may have some merit. I haven't seen how he wants to constitute that, but I do think there are some issues there that need reform.
But what about the filibuster? Would you vote to end the filibuster?
No, I won't. Again, I think there are some places that it could use reform, but when I first got elected to the Senate, I was in the majority, and the filibuster stymied some things that the majority wanted to do, but I've also been in the minority, and I know that there are significant legislative changes that would have been done by Mitch McConnell and the Republicans without that filibuster. So I think we ought to take a look at how to make it work better so it's not invoked on every single issue that comes before the Senate.
Early in your days in the Senate, you did advocate for a sort of graduated threshold on the filibuster. Is that something you're still considering?
Well, again, I think there are reforms like that that we can take a look at. One of the other things that we supposedly did, but it's never been enforced, is one person can hold up legislation from coming to the floor of the Senate. What we did several years ago when the Democrats were still in control was to say that if you're holding something up, you need to make that public. You need to tell people who you are and why you're holding it up. That's never been enforced. Now, my view is if I'm going to hold up legislation, I want the world to know why I'm doing that, because there's going to be a very good reason. But there are things like that that would allow legislation to move if we were willing to actually enforce the changes that we've made.
Well, Senator Jeanne Shaheen, thank you very much for speaking with me. I really appreciate it.
Thanks so much.
Yesterday on All Things Considered, we spoke with her opponent, Republican Corky Messner. You can find that conversation at nhpr.org. And join us for All Things Considered tomorrow when we speak with gubernatorial candidate Democratic State Senator Dan Feltes. And join us again on Thursday when we speak to incumbent Republican Governor Chris Sununu.